Indians play right here. Welcome to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network and the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty pregame show, sponsored in part by Collier Ford, Central Alabama Community College, RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, Baptist Health and Baptist Ortho Now, the City of Wetumpka, Central Access, Russell DeWitt Center, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan, Wharf Casual Seafood, First Community Bank, Montgomery Fire Equipment Company, CAC Adult Learning, and Precision Floor Care.
If you come to Elmore County, there's only one rivalry matchup that is going to top the rest, and it's Wetumpka and Stanhope Elmore. And the great thing about basketball is we get it twice. We welcome you to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network and the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty pregame show for a rematch of the Wetumpka Indians and the Stanhope Elmore Mustangs. These two teams faced off just 10 days ago, and now we get another chance at it as the Indians and the Mustangs will tip off for the girls and then the boys after that. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. I'm Gavin Baxley, joined by Mitch Petrie, and we had a fun time out in Millbrook last week, or just about a week and a half ago, Mitch, but now we get to do it right here in the home, in front of the home crowd. Got to be a lot of extra motivation for the black and gold here tonight.
Yeah, you absolutely have to think so, and this place is absolutely buzzing. That JV game came down to the very last shot, a 47-46 unfortunate loss for the Indians, but student section is already packed out here early. You don't see it this full this early this often, and only expected to fill up as the night goes on.
Yeah, it's always going to be a packed house when the black and gold clash with the maroon and black. It's Wetumpka and Stanhope Elmore. When we return, we'll talk with head girls basketball coach Harriet Winchester as we get ready for tip-off on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit finishlinegaragefloors.com today.
Welcome back to the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty pregame show. Gavin Baxley now joined by head girls basketball coach Harriet Winchester. You've seen this team already this season, Stanhope Elmore, obviously a big rivalry. Now you get it at home. How do you go into this one, especially after a loss just about 10 days ago, with a little bit more of an edge for this team today?
We made a lot of adjustments since the last game, so, and they understand the importance and that this is a big rivalry game. So I think the girls are already locked in. We didn't have to, you know, make too many suggestions or anything of such because they understand it, but I think we're going to be okay.
Against Stanhope just a couple weeks ago, it seemed like y'all had to shoot a lot more threes. You shot 25 throughout that game, which is the most of this season. How do you try to look back towards the inside a little bit, or do you stick to that three-point shooting?
Like I said, looking back towards the inside, but our outside game is going to work for us. More than likely, it's going to work in this game. But, you know, just making adjustments again just to make sure we touch the post, and you know, we get our post players in some, give them some type of motion. After that, we know that eventually the outside shots will start to fall.
Those inside players being Logan Banks, Queen Ballard, who both didn't have their greatest nights against Stanhope before. Mm-hmm. What do you kind of tell them as you try and instill confidence in those two players especially, but also with this entire team?
Just, you know, understanding that they have a chance to redeem themselves this game. They are physical and really good post players in 6A. And, you know, during the drills, during practice, during film, we just keep reminding them that, you know, they are more than capable of competing with these girls.
Coach, appreciate you taking the time. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's Coach Harriet Winchester. When we return, starting lineups and tip-off of Wetumpka and Stanhope Elmore on the Collier Ford Wetumpka.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
Looking for power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
As we get ready for tip-off of Wetumpka and Stanhope Elmore, Gavin Baxley and Mitch Petrie here at Wetumpka High School, the Indians playing host of this rivalry matchup here this evening. And Indians coming into this one with a 14-5 overall record, while Stanhope Elmore's girls team enters at 20-3. The Mustangs got the win over the Indians just before, about 10 days ago. The Indians had a tough time in that one. We just heard from Coach Winchester moments ago about how they need to try and get back on the interior just a little bit. Had a tough time with it, pulled 25 three-point shots in that loss, 81-60 on the road. And that's not going to work for this Indians team. We know, Mitch, that it's going to be important for them to be able to get into the post here tonight.
Yeah, it absolutely is. When you've got a player like Queen Ballard and Logan Banks both, those are two girls who average double-digit point totals per game, and a lot of those are coming in by way of the paint. So you got to do a good job if you're the guards and looking for the open space, trying to maybe create an opening passing lane, and then trusting your bigs down low to put it up and get it in.
Feels like that's one of our keys to the game. I'm interested to hear what else there might be, Mitch.
Well, that hits the first one presented by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty, and first key to the game, obviously, is do what this team has done so well all season. Rely on your scoring in the paint. And then the other thing is going to be playing some tight defense. We'd love to see the Indians come out in either a half-court or full-court press, really try to create some turnovers that Stanhope Elmore didn't really have in that matchup last week, and limit the scoring potential. I saw them hit a lot of threes, and maybe by playing that full-court press, you can try and eliminate some of that perimeter shooting.
It's time now for our starting lineups, brought to you by First Community Bank, local people, local decisions, and a commitment to community. For the Indians, it'll be Aaliyah Humphrey with Maya Richardson, the freshman guard, Aaliyah, a sophomore. Layla Culpepper, the junior forward, with Logan Banks, the sophomore forward, And rounding out the lineup for the Indians will be Queen Ballard, the senior power forward. For the Mustangs, Aubrey Newton with Heaven Bailey, Corey Harmon, Karaji Crosby, and Tiana Davis is our projected starting lineup here tonight. The Indians in their all-white uniforms with gold numbers, while the Mustangs are in their black uniforms with maroon numbers and lettering. We are just a couple moments away here from tip-off of this rivalry matchup between the Indians and the Mustangs. But first, we will send it down to the public address announcer for our national anthem. Moments away now from Wetumpka and Stanhope Elmore on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Now, your home for live Indian football play-by-play on the flagship station for Wetumpka Athletics. 105.1 WRFS and the Radio Alabama app. First quarter action is presented by State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan is there.
Going through the starting lineups on the floor now as we get ready for tip-off here. Again, the Indians coached by Harriet Winchester, a 14-6 record, 14-7 record now for the black and gold for the Indians, and for Stanhope Elmore, 20-3 on the year right now. Coach Kelvin Stokes will lead that program as he has continued to be a dominating force within Elmore County and within 6A Area 4. Right now, Stanhope Elmore 2-0 in the area, and they remain in first in the standings. The Indians sitting at 1-1 right now. And these games matter quite a bit here because we've now established who are the front runners within this area. Just three teams that have a chance to host the area: Percy Julian, Wetumpka, and Stanhope Elmore. Right now, with that one-game advantage for the Mustangs, they get a win here today, and they will just about lock, or not just about, they will lock up home court advantage for the girls' side of the area tournament. They will be the host team if they can win here tonight. Wetumpka trying to prevent that because we know that that can make a huge difference in whether or not you make it further in the postseason.
Yeah, absolutely. And you see the way that this stadium is packed out here tonight, you got to think that it would be a similar showing if the Indians were able to host that area tournament. Having the black and gold behind you, really displaying that one tribe mentality, be a huge advantage for this team as they look to secure a spot in the postseason.
Yeah, it'll be a similar situation when we get to the boys matchup as well. Make sure to stick around for that after this girls matchup. We already had an exciting game before this. The JV boys went at it. I believe it was a 49-47 final score. Stanhope escaped the Indians in the last moments of that one. So expecting more fireworks here tonight on both the girls and boys varsity matchups in this one. Both teams getting a final word in with their coaches, Coach Winchester and Coach Stokes, before they take to the floor in a rematch of Wetumpka and Stanhope Elmore. Again, Indians fell short 81-60 the last time they faced off, and this time trying to avenge it. Queen Ballard will be having the duty of the jump ball here today for the tip-off. Or check that, Aaliyah Humphrey will be doing so instead. A bit unusual for the Indians. Aaliyah Humphrey was one of those that had a strong showing against Stanhope Elmore. And now they'll put Logan Banks there instead. Really giving everyone a bit of confusion on who was going to do the honors. Banks goes up for it, and she will get it. And we are underway here between the Indians and the Mustangs. Maya Richardson on the floor giving it to Aaliyah Humphrey. Humphrey spinning, driving. She'll kick out to Ballard. Now Richardson up top. Finds Humphrey again on the far wing, and she will give to Culpepper. Everyone getting in touch here on the first possession. Richardson back to Humphrey again as the Indians reset, get another play call here. Humphrey was one of those that had a strong showing against the Mustangs just recently as she tries to drive from the right side, lost control of it, and it goes out of bounds. Indians come up empty on the first possession.
Yeah, and some good defense there by the Mustangs, really just not letting the Indians find any open space whatsoever.
Aubrey Newton has it. She'll take a jumper from the near corner that does not fall, but a rebound there and a putback effort no good from Tiana Davis. Here comes Maya Richardson now in transition. She'll try and do it herself, draws a foul, and not sure if they're going to call this shooting or not. I guess she was looking like she was attempting for it, but I think they're going to say this was on the floor.
Yeah, they will say it's on the floor, and that's unfortunate there because it looks like Richardson was about to try to get that layup there. So tough break there for the Indians, not getting a chance at the free throw line.
Humphrey launched it from the baseline and gave to Richardson up top. Now finds it wide open, Aaliyah Humphrey. Far corner three, no good. Rebound, though, from Richardson. They reset with Culpepper at the top of the key. Here comes Richardson again. Jumper from the elbow, no good. We are still scoreless after the first minute 15 of play. Mustangs with a much slower tempo here as Heaven Bailey gave to Newton. Now passing across the way with Crosby. A three-pointer from Newton is no good. Or check that, Bailey couldn't connect on it. Now Richardson for the Indians. Gives to Culpepper up top. She'll drive down the right side of the lane. Off the glass. Still cannot get anything to fall. Tiana Davis had the rebound for the Mustangs. And here's Heaven Bailey. Bailey crossover, bounce pass to Crosby. Now a look inside in the post. Here's Tiana Davis, but she kicks back up top. Heaven Bailey has her pass deflected. Karaji Crosby picked it up and then had it sent out of bounds. It was last touched, though, by Crosby and the Mustangs, and the Indians forced a stop.
And this is the exact opposite of what that game went like just a week ago. 81-60, high-scoring contest here, but 2 minutes in, nobody's found a bucket just yet.
Mustang showing some pressure in the backcourt here as Aaliyah Humphrey gets it across. Humphrey will hand it to Richardson, who tries to drive but is going to draw a foul instead. Kersia Crosby call for the reach-in, and that's her second already.
Yeah, and that's going to get called every single time. Richardson was working her way around her, trying to drive inside, and she just kind of tugged the jersey there, did Crosby, and that's going to be a foul call every time.
She will come out. Kerja Crosby and Karaji Crosby both on this Mustangs team, and we'll try and make sure that we specify who's who as this inbound pass poorly executed here. They got it to Aaliyah Humphrey, who was standing right at the half-court line, and she stumbled back into the backcourt, and that will be a turnover. Mustang basketball, 5:52 left in the first quarter. We are still scoreless. Heaven Bailey for the Mustangs as she gives to Burton. Now across the way, thought about a three, did Aubrey Newton. She won't take it, gives to Heaven Bailey. She's more confident in it, but can't connect on the three either. Scrambling for the board here. Ballard picks it up off the deck. Here comes Aaliyah Humphrey. Got a chance from the long two and overshoots. No good. Richardson saves it from going out of bounds. Logan Banks has it for the Indians, and we reset. Humphrey with it again as she and Richardson will work together from beyond the arc. On the right side here, She gave it to Humphrey, who now loses it. Here's Anaya Burton on a fast break. She'll spin, but had it poked away for the moment. Burton couldn't get it on the first effort. Now a shot attempt from Tiana Davis draws the foul from right under the basket, and we'll finally have a chance at points here as she heads to the free throw line.
And that was great hustle there from Aaliyah Humphrey after the turnover. Chased down Burton there, and even though the ball still ended up in the hands of the Mustangs, she got in there, broke it up before she could get a shot off.
Foul one against Maya Richardson there as we have 5:03 left to go in the first quarter. And an attempt at points for the first time. And finally, we break the goose eggs here as Tiana Davis knocks down a free throw. 1-0 Mustangs. She'll get one more shot at it here and gets both of them. A 2-0 lead for Stanhope Elmore as we're 3 minutes into this one. A pass to Aaliyah Humphrey in the backcourt. Misfired. She couldn't hang on to it there as it goes out of bounds, and a quick turnover from the Indians. Costly mistakes right now for Wetumpka.
Yeah, absolutely. You just got to lock back in and focus. I know it's a rivalry game, so emotion's always going to be running a little hot, but this Indians team, let's focus up.
Aubrey Newton in the far corner tried to look inside. She'll fire a pass instead that Banks almost got a hand on for Wetumpka. The scramble for it sends it out of bounds. Last touch by Stanhope Elmore. I believe Karaji Crosby got a finger on it before it went down the baseline.
Yeah, it was a loose ball. It was poked around. Touched a couple of times by the Indians and the Mustangs.
Humphrey has it now. Indians have numbers as they quickly get down the floor. Humphrey couldn't get anything. Ballard unable to either. And Richardson tries to save it, but it's too late and out of bounds. Still 2-0, Mustangs leading the Indians as a pass is picked off now. Aaliyah Humphrey has it. Fast break opportunity again, but it is blocked. Culpepper picks it up. She can't get a shot either. Now Banks with a chance at it. Under the basket, got it, and the foul.
Surprised they didn't call the foul on that first shot from Aaliyah Humphrey. Was there a lot? There was a lot of contact there as she was going up for the shot, but good job by Logan Banks to stay strong and finish through the contact.
It's been a battle for Wetumpka so far. Aaliyah Humphrey has had a couple opportunities to drive in, and again, she was rejected there. I believe it was Anaya Burton who stopped her, but fortunately, Logan Banks there to make it. Banks will miss the free throw there, and it remains 2-2 now. With just over 4 minutes left in the first quarter. A three quickly from Aubrey Newton, and she will cash it in to make it 5-2 Mustangs.
And that's not something you want to see if you're an Indians fan. Newton made 8 threes in that game last week, and first shot of the night for her falls through.
Richardson has an open look now. She can't make the jumper for two. Humphrey almost had a rebound, but instead the Mustangs come away with it. Tiana Davis gives to Newton. Heat check for Newton. Can't get it. That time off the back iron. Culpepper comes away with it for Wetumpka. She'll try and race down the floor. Goes up for it. Draws a foul. Couldn't get the bucket there, but Tiana Davis is the culprit of the foul, as Culpepper will be shooting two. Indians just had a trip to the free throw line a moment ago as Logan Banks missed her and one opportunity. Now Culpepper gets two chances at it. She'll make the first free throw. Culpepper had a strong showing against the Mustangs last time out. 11 points for her and 7 rebounds. And it's interesting, Logan Banks got those first 2 points. She really struggled against the Mustangs with just 4. Her and Queen Ballard, 4 points for Banks, 7 for Ballard in the paint. And the first 2 points of the game for Wetumpka came in the paint. So hopefully a sign of good things to come. The second free throw was missed there by Culpepper. Makes it 5-3 with 3:20 left in the quarter. They'll look inside, and Stanhope Elmore will quickly answer with Anaya Burton. 7-3 now, Stanhope Elmore. Humphrey able to find her way across with the pressure. She'll go down the right side of the lane, couldn't connect on anything, and then she was out of bounds when she raced back in to grab possession, which you can't do. Had not established herself back in bounds yet. And again, Wetumpka turning it over.
That's kind of been the story of the game so far here for the Indians. Just a couple of turnovers and really just giving San Hope Elmore a couple more possessions than they deserve.
Aubrey Newton giving to Crosby as she lost it. Here comes Logan Banks now, who picked it up. She will take the shot herself on a bit of an awkward floater. A lot of contact and a foul called. I think this one's going to go against Heaven Bailey. It will. And Logan Banks heading to the free throw line for the second time tonight. Banks shooting two. Already 2 points off the make earlier as she misses the first free throw. While she wasn't as solid in the points department, she's always a big factor for this Indians team when it comes to getting it off the glass. Had 11 rebounds against the Mustangs. Second free throw is good, and it makes it 7-4. Indians trailing by three now, 2:50 left in the first quarter. Mustangs quickly down the floor. Three-pointer is good from Heaven Bailey. Stanhope Elmore continues to be efficient from beyond the arc. Here's Lexi Smith in for the first time. She'll fire one to Richardson. Kicking now to Banks. Step up. A floater for two is good. Logan Banks leading the way for the Indians so far.
And that was a great shot there from Banks. Got it. Hit the pump fake and got her woman in the air.
Three-point attempt there was no good from Heaven Bailey after she made it moments ago. Lexi Smith has it now. She'll chunk up a three, and it goes. 10-9, Indians down by just one after a huge three lights up the crowd here. Now a pass stolen away. Aaliyah Humphrey all by herself, and the Indians are in front. 11-10 now after the layup. 2 minutes left in the first quarter, and the Indians have a one-point advantage.
This is what we're more expecting to see from the Indians. Lexi Smith, that three, great showing from her in that game against Stanhope Elmore. Season high 19 points in that game, getting off to a hot start.
Mustangs now driving down the lane. Foul is called. She couldn't make the basket. It was Anaya Burton who was storming inside. Couldn't connect. They'll call the foul, though. Indians fans are on their feet. Student section is already full. Typically, you see them kind of roll in on the back half of the girls' game and into the boys' game, and they are already filled to the brim. And you can hear them right now. Anaya Burton shooting with Bryce some of the toughest free throws she'll have to shoot as she misses the first. To paint the picture for you a little bit, the Wetumpka student section has brought plenty of signs out tonight as well. A lot of them having different plays of words on brick, hoping she will miss these free throws, and she will make the second. Went 1-for-2 there, so student section does part of the job. Tied up at 11 each, an inbound to Logan Banks, draws a foul as that full court pressure shows an effect there. Logan Banks heading the free throw line again. Third trip for her.
And Indians in the bonus now. And getting into the bonus in the first quarter, huge here for the Indians and hopefully a sign of things to come. Love it when you can get some extra chances at the charity stripe.
All knotted up with a minute 38 left in the first quarter as the free throw is no good there from Banks. She's made just 1 of 4 so far. Hoping that she can give the Indians a lead once again. Second attempt now for Banks. It will take a friendly roll and makes it 12-11. Indians with the lead. Stanhope Elmore looking for an answer. Almost had a pass stolen away by Banks. Tipped it out of bounds. And Stanhope will have to inbound. This place would have erupted if Banks could have stolen that one. She had a clear path to the basket. Anaya Burton will get it in as she gives to Heaven Bailey. Bailey crossing over Smith. She'll try and drive in. Floating pass there, stolen away. Ballard comes away with it. Lexi Smith by herself. She'll go up for the lay, and it goes. 14-11 Indians.
Great basketball IQ there from Lexi Smith. Just hustles down the floor, seeing a couple people fight for the rebound and knowing that she's all by herself if the Indians come away with it.
Heaven Bailey gets a pass in now to Crosby. Karaji Crosby goes up, draws the foul. Couldn't get a bucket there in the post. They call it against Queen Ballard. That's her first. Minute 4 left in the first quarter. Karaji Crosby shooting 2. Down by 3 are the Mustangs, as she will miss the first.
Much to the delight of the student section.
It's certainly having an effect, at least to start. Stanhope Elmore is shooting on the side nearest the student section as well, which only hurts the ability of a shooter right now. Second free throw, no good either. Mustangs 1 for the last 4 free throws. Aaliyah Humphrey was able to get the board. She's got it now in the front court. 55 seconds and counting left to go. Richardson giving to Smith. Smith tries to drive in, almost has it stolen. Humphrey picks it up, gives to Banks. Banks thought about a jumper, but they're going to go back and call the travel against Aaliyah Humphrey. Said she took a couple steps there before it got over to Banks. And it gives possession back to Stanhope. 45 seconds left in the first now. Lexi Smith in the backcourt showing a little bit of pressure, just keeping things honest for the Mustangs as Heaven Bailey brings it up. Bailey now trying to do it herself, lost it, and it goes out of bounds. Indians force the turnover. Wetumpka's defense has started to come alive here in the latter half of this first quarter. Richardson with it with 30 seconds left in the first. Smith now. Lexi pulls the 3, couldn't get it to go off the bank. Great rebound, though, from Aaliyah Humphrey. She couldn't connect on the putback. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Heaven Bailey now. She'll try and bring it up at tempo. 12 seconds. Pulls the jumper. No good. Foul is called, though, on Lexi Smith. 10 seconds left in the first now, and Stanhope Elmore will shoot 2 free throws again. Smith didn't like it. Indians fans didn't like it either. There's an attempt from Heaven Bailey. She gets this one to fall. No one has managed to go 2 for 2 from the line yet. As Bailey will do just that. 14 to 13 now. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Indians have one more possession before the buzzer. A floater from Humphrey won't go. 5 seconds. Mustangs get the board. Heaven Bailey with 1 second. Pulls it. Good if it goes, but it will not. The three-pointer off the mark. And a tight battle after the first quarter. 14 to 13. Indians on top on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Golf Video. Live event and video production elevating your next project. Let Jackson Dean and his team make your event look like $1 million. Online at golfvideo.io.
Precision Floor Care is your local experts for tile, grout, stone, brick, and concrete. From cleaning and sealing to full decorative finishes, they deliver precise results every time. Trust Brent Turner and the hometown team that cares about our community. Call Precision Floor Care today or call PFC.com. Gavin Baxley and Mitch Petrie here in our Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth. Chandler Ward and Deacon Meeks helping us out with the camera work here tonight. 14-13, Wetumpka leading it over Stanhope Elmore in the girls matchup as we enter quarter number 2. And to begin things here, Stanhope Elmore will have possession. Corey Harmon entering for the first time tonight. It'll be Harmon with Heaven Bailey along with Aubrey Newton. Hey, that's Alicia Davis. No, Anaya Burton out there, along with Karaji Crosby for the Mustangs. Lexi Smith, Maya Richardson, Logan Banks, Aaliyah Humphrey, and Queen Ballard on the floor for the black and gold. Mustangs tried to look inside on the first possession. Ballard picked off the pass, gives to Humphrey, and she will slowly make her way up as the Indians force a quick turnover. Humphrey now has some room. She'll drive down the left side of the lane, goes up, has it blocked, goes out of bounds. Indians with possession still, though. She's tried to do that a couple times now, drive inside multiple times. It has been blocked. The interior defense has been strong.
It absolutely has, but a couple of those, a lot of contact. Surprised that they haven't called a foul on about two of those shots.
Richardson will give to Humphrey. Far corner for three. Off the mark there. Ballard with a great rebound as she gives back to Richardson from beyond the arc. She pulls a three that also will not go. Good rebound effort from Corey Harmon and the Mustangs. They'll have it now. Harmon, a pass now to Aubrey Newton. Pump fake to three. They wanted a travel. They won't get it as she gives to Corey Harmon, who drives in. And a spinning shot there. It was awkward, and it didn't go. Logan Banks has it. Coast to coast goes up for the lay and won't get it. But again, drawing the foul. Logan Banks heading to the line yet again.
I believe this is her fourth trip to the line. Great job from Logan Banks on drawing contact, and definitely agree with the student section on that last call. Aubrey Newton went up and down, no shot, no pass. So interesting to see no call on that travel.
7:02 left in quarter number two. Logan Banks shooting a pair of free throws here as she will get the roll this time to make it 15-13. Stacking up points early is Logan Banks. Saw her really lead the way in that first quarter. Had the Lexi Smith three as well that certainly helped the cause. As she missed the second and went out of bounds, and it was last touched by Karaji Crosby for the Mustangs, and the Indians retained possession off that.
That's a great way to steal one and a chance to get a few extra points, build on this lead.
Stanhope Elmore makes a substitution here as Anaya Burton will come out and Layla Ziegler will go in. Humphrey will lob one to Culpepper at the top of the key. She gives to Smith in that near corner. She will try and drive inside, giving to Ballard. It goes up, but they will call a jump ball first. There was a lot of contact. They had briefly gotten tied up, and they'll give Stanhope Elmore credit for it. Possession arrow does still fall with Wetumpka, so they'll have to inbound it here from the baseline. Humphrey again getting one over to Smith. Now Lexi will float one inside the paint. It's Queen Ballard who caught it. Cannot get anything to fall. There's a shove there from Karaji Crosby. They won't call anything. Here comes Heaven Bailey now for the Mustangs. Trying to drive in. Kicks out. Near corner three for Corey Harmon will go. Mustangs retake the lead now. 16-15. With 6 minutes and 20 seconds left in the first half. Humphrey with it. Spinning. Floater no good. Mustangs will let it go out of bounds here as Heaven Bailey will inbound. Or pardon, it will actually be Corey Harmon doing so. Indians were showing a little bit of that backcourt pressure earlier. They had Lexi Smith playing up close, but now they have taken everyone back at this point. Bailey gets it across. We're at 6 minutes left in the quarter. A three-pointer there from Heaven Bailey goes. Never passed it to anyone, just pulled it as soon as she got up there and nailed it. 19-15, Stanhope Elmore. Now Culpepper, she's got to look for three, and an answer for Heaven Bailey. What a shot from Culpepper. 19-18 now. Mustangs looking for another one here as Heaven Bailey drove inside, pulled one from the elbow there, and will draw a foul again. Maya Richardson called for it this time.
I think they got the wrong number there. It was actually Lexi Smith. Maya Richardson was on the complete other end of the floor there.
Never saw them corrected. I think that is going to still go against Maya Richardson. Nonetheless, Mustangs inbounding. It was not a shooting foul as the Indians managed to get a stop off a missed shot from Crosby. Here's Smith. She pulls a three from the far wing, banks it in, and gives Wetumpka the lead.
Both teams just trading threes back and forth, and that was the story of the game last time these two teams played. I believe it was 11 made threes, maybe 12 for Stanhope Elmore as they turned the ball over. Pass sails over the head of Karaji Crosby.
Yeah, Mustangs losing control again there. Something that has started to plague them throughout this one. Wetumpka against Stanhope last time went 7 for 25 from beyond the arc, while Stanhope Elmore was 11 for 17. It's been about even so far, as it's 21 to 19. Wetumpka with the lead, less than 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Timeout called by Coach Winchester with 4:56 left in quarter number two. It's 21 to 19. With the Indians having the advantage. Stay connected with Central Access. Get blazing fast internet starting at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access has you covered. Central Access is your local link to broadband. It's been interesting to see so far as Wetumpka currently holding that two-point advantage, but we talked with Coach Winchester beforehand about how he wanted to kind of look inside, but she was still confident this team could shoot the three, and I think we've seen a little bit of both so far tonight.
Yeah, it's been a really balanced offensive attack for the Indians here tonight, and that's something you really like to see, not reliant on scoring one way or another, and it gives you a much better chance of just continuing this run, continuing to build on this lead. Stanhope Elmore, when you're a one-sided offense, it gives Stanhope Elmore all they have to do is just take one thing away, but when you're making it from everywhere on the court like the Indians are tonight, makes you a lot harder to stop.
Yeah, they've both been really solid from there, but you have to imagine something will give. Somebody is going to go cold at some point, and that's going to be a big part of this, because when you go cold, you've got to find a way to get back inside the paint. And so far, Wetumpka has been pretty efficient with that, with players like Logan Banks getting in the interior.
Absolutely.
Queen Ballard will give to Richardson as the Indians start with possession after the timeout. Richardson drove inside, got a layup, and makes it 23-19. An inbound there will draw a foul. Lexi Smith was playing back a little bit as they gave to Heaven Bailey. Smith called for a shove. She'll pick up another foul here in this first half. Her second could have been her third. If you remember, we mentioned that Maya Richardson got called for one that we thought Lexi Smith could have been credited for instead. So maybe fortunate after all. Mustangs still with it. Step back three from Heaven Bailey that will airball, and Mustangs will hear about it here from the Indian student section. Culpepper inbounding for the Indians with a four-point advantage after the airball for Stanhope Elmore. Richardson walking her way up the floor. Lexi Smith with it as she gives right back to Richardson, standing at the logo. She'll drive down the left side of the lane, lost it, and now diving on the floor for it. We are tied up here, and a jump ball is called. Corey Harmon was able to dive on it, but so was Layla Culpepper. Regardless, Mustangs will come away with possession after the jump ball.
And this gym is continuing to fill out here. I would argue that there's not more than 30 seats left available, and expect it to fill up as this game goes on.
Aaliyah Humphrey checking in now for Lexi Smith, who will take a seat with 4:05 left in the second quarter. Aubrey Newton has it. Three from the near corner, and she gets it to fall again. Aubrey Newton continuing to be effective from the three. 23-22. Richardson passes inside. Ballard in the post. Got it off the glass. Queen Ballard finally starting to get going here as it's 25-22 with Wetumpka. Here's Heaven Bailey crossing over, trying to drive. She'll kick it. Newton near corner three again. This time it won't go. Karaji Crosby with a rebound and a putback, and it keeps it at a one-point game, 25-24. Richardson for the Indians. Tried to give to Humphrey. Picked off by Heaven Bailey now. Indians will be able to get back safely, but Newton open for three again. This time will not connect. She's taken a three-point attempt on each of the last three possessions. Only made one of them during that time. Indians do force the stop there as the missed shot trickled out of bounds. Richardson will give to Banks, standing at about the free throw line. She'll pull a shot from there, a laser that falls through.
And, you know, we talk about Logan Banks' paint-scoring ability all the time, but she's got that mid-range jumper down. She loves that shot and is quite good at it.
27-24, Wetumpka, 2:40 left in the first half. Bailey now trying to put the work on Culpepper. She kicks over to Corey Harmon for three. She will not get it to go either. Overshot it from the near corner. Now Aaliyah Humphrey. Passing to Richardson. She'll look inside to Logan Banks. Banks standing in the post. A floating mid-range shot that will not go. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Wetumpka. 2:13 left as Stanhope Elmore will retake possession. Humphrey comes out of the game for Wetumpka, and Lexi Smith checks back in again. Heaven Bailey for Stanhope. At the top of the key, tried to drive in. Takes a shot from the elbow. She stumbles, can't get it to go. A rebound, a couple opportunities, all missed by Karaji Crosby. Here's Richardson again. Indians trying to extend the three-point advantage here. 1:45 left in the half. Smith giving to Ballard. Ballard lobbing pass back to Smith in that far corner, who now steps up, pulls a three from the wing, cannot get it. Just off target there. Heaven Bailey now coast to coast, stumbling, got the lay and the foul. A huge bucket there from Heaven Bailey. And if she gets this free throw, it'll tie things up again.
Foul called on Culpepper there. That's her first one of the game. A couple of different Indians down there and thought it might be called on Lexi Smith for a second, which would have been her third.
Heaven Bailey with an and-one free throw to try and tie it. With a minute 30 left in the half, she gets it to go, and we're knotted up again, 27-27. Lexi Smith walking her way up at the point. She will lob one to Ballard, who could not catch up to it there. It is just out of reach from under the basket, goes out of bounds. Wetumpka. A quick possession and a quick turnover. Layla Ziegler in the game for Stanhope. As Aaliyah Humphrey will come in for Queen Ballard. Ballard checked out. An interesting substitution there. You put Humphrey, who's obviously shorter, but also she's got a lot more speed than Queen Ballard does. Interested to see what the approach will be here. As Stanhope was looking inside, Layla Ziegler had it in the paint, got called for a travel. Took a couple slide steps there and was called for the walk.
Indian student section letting them hear it. You can't do that, chance starting to break out.
Richardson with a minute left in this first half. She gives to Smith. We will now pass over to Humphrey. Humphrey spinning, looking for something at the free throw line. Gives to Richardson instead. She'll have a jump pass inside. Banks right under the basket. Banks it in. 29-27, Wetumpka.
11 points now for Logan Banks, doing it all in the paint. Couple of mid-range shots there as well. Great showing here tonight from Logan Banks.
Here's Heaven Bailey now. 30 seconds left in the half. Bailey backing off. She's going to let a little bit of this clock run, I believe, before Stanhope executes their play. A pick set by Layla Ziegler, but a whistle blown, a moving screen there against Ziegler. Mustangs are upset about this one. Officials discussing for a moment. There's 20 seconds left, and Wetumpka fans want a tech here for I guess for Coach Stokes being a little bit upset about that call, but don't think we're going to get anything there. Humphrey inbounding. Wetumpka with another chance here late in this first half. 15 seconds now. Richardson lobbing pass to Humphrey from the near corner, or far corner, that is. Gives to Ballard in the post. Got it to go off the glass. 4-point lead for the Indians. Down to the last 3 seconds of the half. Mid-court shot here. It goes! Kevin Bailey nails it from half court for three at the buzzer. 31-30. Goodness. What a shot from Kevin Bailey.
Wow.
Stanhope, they come away with some momentum there at the end of the half. Nonetheless, Wetumpka with a 1-point lead over the Mustangs after the first 16 minutes of play. It's been a fun one so far. We'll have more to come. City of Wetumpka halftime show when we return on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Chad Berry. Growing up here in Central Alabama, I've always believed in doing the things the right way with honesty and hard work. That's exactly how I approach real estate. From your first showing to the closing table, I'll be by your side. Call me, Chad Barrett at Remax Cornerstone.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries, an expert physical therapist administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
I'm Kathy Thornton. I've built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
The City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome to the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. Indians lead it 31-30. It was a real back and forth first half, and a couple of Indians really having some good games. And you can't talk about this Indians team tonight without talking about Logan Banks. She's leading the way for the Indians with 11 points, and she had a couple of other things go her way. She's got 7 rebounds as well, and a steal to her name as well. Lexi Smith, second in points here for the Indians, has 8 by way of 2 threes and 1 two-point field goal, but Smith also getting it done on the other end of the floor, has an assist and a steal to her name as well. Leah Humphrey had 2 points in that first half, but 4 assists for her and 4 assists for Maya Humphrey, really highlighting how well this Indians team is moving the ball and finding open women. You look at the other side, Kevin Bailey leading the way for the Mustangs. No surprise there with 12 points and three threes. But you talk about this Mustangs team, they seem like they are really reliant on the three-point shot right now. They've made six threes in that first half.
Yeah, we kind of knew that going into this one after getting to see them in the previous matchup, that they were going to shoot the three and they were going to shoot it well. Again, 11 for 17 from three last time these two played. Aubrey Newton was 8 for 11 in that game with 24 points. And so, of course, we're seeing the same approach here tonight. Wetumpka, though, has been able to keep pace with this Mustangs team a lot more efficiently than what we saw last time these two faced off.
And I think a big part of that is they're really not letting the Mustangs get anything inside. There's been a lot of block shots and a lot of turnovers when the Mustangs have tried to score down low in the paint and in the post. And Indians doing a great job holding it down on that side of the court. And then you look at the other side for the Indians, a couple of threes made, a couple of mid-range shots, a couple of shots there in that low post and the paint area, really just highlighting the versatility of this offense.
Yeah, for sure. You got to look at how Logan Banks has been able to get into the inside, kind of developing more and more. And you touched on a little during that first half. Not only can she do some great work from right under the basket, but that mid-range floater for her has gotten a lot better. We saw her make a couple different shots there from about the free throw line at that elbow position. A lot of those are shots that we didn't see her take as much in the first couple of games this season. And then on the same note, you got to look at Queen Ballard as well, someone who struggled to get the ball in the first matchup of these two and trying to get her more involved here tonight. She's had a couple decent looks from under the basket, not really having some crazy kind of night, but she has been somewhat effective in keeping Stanhope honest, having to guard the interior, but also those threes from people like Lexi Smith, Aaliyah Humphrey, making sure they still focus on that perimeter as well.
Well, and talk about that with Queen Ballard. She's got five offensive rebounds here for the Indians tonight, and that's just really helped this Indians team get a lot of second chance points. It necessarily hasn't been Queen Ballard going back up with it like she normally does. She's been doing a lot of kicking out, passing it out to the guards, letting them facilitate the ball a little bit more, and it's really seeming to work out here for the Indians tonight.
No doubt about that. It's 31-30. Wetumpka with a one-point lead over Stanhope Elmore after the first half of play. When we come back, second half of action here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Looking for power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on. Come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
105.1 WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Third quarter action is brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on, online at RadioAlabamaSports.net.
Gavin Vaxley alongside Mitch Petrie. 31-30 our score in the girls game of Wetumpka and Stanhope Elmore. We are just about ready for the second half of this rivalry matchup between these two. Indians lost this game by 21 last time they played, 81-60 about 10 days ago in Millbrook. This time they flipped the script a little bit. They lead it by 1 point after the first half. Gotta hold on to it though through these last 16 minutes and what will certainly be a highly contested finale between these two. Indians will have possession to start the second half. Culpepper will give to Maya Richardson. Also on the floor, Aaliyah Humphrey, Queen Ballard, and Logan Banks. Humphrey will bounce pass to Banks, giving right back to Humphrey again, who tries to find Culpepper, still beyond the perimeter. She'll drive inside, take a floater from the right side that goes and makes it 33-30. First possession of the second half, immediately coming with 2 points for the black and gold.
And great job there from Layla Culpepper to stick with it. Ball hit her feet there on that pass from Humphrey, stuck with it, and did a great job of coming and crashing down.
Kerja Crosby back in for Stanhope for the first time in a while. She drove inside the paint there from the near side, and Crosby lost it, went out of bounds. Stanhope still has possession, though. Crosby had picked up a couple of fouls there in that first quarter. We really didn't see her at all in the second. Stanhope still with it, though, as they will give over to Karaji Crosby right under the basket. She will get it to fall and draw a foul. This one going against Logan Banks. Stanhope's going to have a chance now to tie it with 7:13 left in the third. Karaji Crosby for the tie. Cannot get it. Took a hop, would not go, but then a rebound stolen away by Tiana Davis. Still couldn't get anything out of it. Mustangs do retreat, though, and now find Aubrey Newton. She pulls the three, cannot connect. Battling for that rebound, Wetumpka finally coming away with possession. Banks had gotten the rebound and then immediately had it stolen away there, and that's what caused all the chaos.
And a great job there from Logan Banks. Real heads-up play. She lost the ball, but she swatted the ball out of the hands of Karaji Crosby, leading saving what would have been almost a surefire bucket there for the Mustangs.
Culpepper, she'll give over to Humphrey. Now Aaliyah all by herself here, facing off with Heaven Bailey. Tried to give to Richardson, had it deflected. Diving on the floor here, a jump ball is called as Layla Ziegler had her hands on it. Wetumpka was able to get involved as well. Stanhope will still have possession off of that tie-up. Mustangs down by one still. They had plenty of opportunity to tie it or take the lead just moments ago. Now they've got another chance. Heaven Bailey bringing it up as usual throughout this half. She fires one inside. Karaji Crosby in the post going up and just cannot get a couple bounces to fall through her way. Went up for it, and it just sat on top of the back of the rim for a couple moments. Indians with possession again. 6 minutes left in the third. Aaliyah Humphrey has it. and will try and drive, spinning around, lost it. Pickpocketed there by Tiana Davis, giving to Aubrey Newton, who has to retreat. She was looking for something in the paint, finds Karaji Crosby. She'll loop around and drive inside, get the lay, and give Stanhope Elmore a one-point lead. 34-33, Stanhope Elmore with the advantage now, as Coach Winchester will call a timeout there after multiple buckets for Stanhope Elmore. Multiple opportunities, though, is what's more frustrating. They missed multiple times but kept managing to come away with rebounds. That's what made it so difficult for Wetumpka to be able to get a stop there and prevent them from taking the lead just moments ago.
Yeah, and this Indians team, that's a little uncharacteristic of them, generally do a really great job of rebounding the ball, and you got to imagine that that's what Coach Winchester is talking to her team about right now. Tell them to settle down, go get the board, and let the game come to you.
They still trail by just one. Does Wetumpka, they'll have possession out of this timeout, hoping they can get the lead right back. Mentioned before, this place is jam-packed and continues to fill up even more as we get closer to that boys matchup. Make sure to stick around for that. Indians and the Mustangs for the boys will tip off about 10 minutes after the conclusion of this one. On the inbound, Dalia Humphrey was driving inside and was fouled pretty quickly. It was called on the floor here. Indians will inbound from the baseline with Aaliyah Humphrey. Called against Kersia Crosby, her fourth. Well, check that, third. Crosby had two in the first quarter and now finally has that third foul. Richardson got the inbound. Looked like it was on target but missed the jumper. Now Culpepper gets a pass and an open three that goes. Gives Wetumpka a two-point lead again.
And all 5 points for the Indians this quarter and this half coming out of the hands of Layla Culpepper.
Mustangs now down by two again as the lead continues to exchange back and forth. Tiana Davis in the post, spinning, could not get it to fall, but she draws a foul again. There's been a lot of contact right under the basket here that has continued to put both teams up at the free throw line.
And that's a tough call there. Third foul that goes against Maya Richardson, and that's definitely not what you want to see. She's a great facilitator on this Indians team.
Davis, first free throw from her, will take a bounce off the back of the rim. 5:08 left to go in the third quarter. It's 36-34 Wetumpka. One more free throw coming here for Davis. Looping around, finally will fall through and be good. 36-35. Humphrey to Smith. Wide open for three, and it will not go. Almost took a friendly roll, but not quite. Evan Bailey has it after the Tiana Davis rebound. Bailey with plenty of dribble moves here as she goes up against Layla Culpepper. She'll pass to Anaya Burton. Looking inside now, this is Tiana Davis back out. Aubrey Newton for three again, off the front of the rim this time. Anaya Burton, good rebound. Can't connect, though, as it goes out of bounds. Last touched by Logan Banks. Had a good look on that rebound effort and just couldn't corral it as she sent it out of play. Mustangs inbounding again. Aubrey Newton giving to Davis. Now Anaya Burton. Back to Newton again in the near corner. Pump faked, looks inside, and Stanhope nearly lost it. Karaji Crosby chases it down before it goes out of bounds on the far side. She'll float one as she drove back in. Could not connect. It goes out of bounds again. This time last touch by Tiana Davis and the Mustangs.
Indians did a great job getting the rebound there and got to continue to do so. Can't let Stanhope keep getting these offensive rebounds. That'll kill you.
They've had plenty of opportunities. Wetumpka's defense has held strong, though. Aaliyah Humphrey to Culpepper. Culpepper finally starts her dribble, gives back to Humphrey again. Now Smith, far corner, driving down the baseline. She'll have a jump pass to Ballard in the post. Can't get it. Smith, though, jumping back from out of bounds. And you can't do that. Had not gotten back in bounds before the pass, it'll be a turnover. Second time that situation has happened tonight for Wetumpka.
Yeah, and a tough turnover. That's the 10th turnover of the game here for the Indians. Had nine in that first half, doing a good job of cleaning it up here in this second half, but definitely something to watch.
Burton will give to Tiana Davis. A bounce pass inside, misfires, but picked up by Anaya Burton. She could not get the post shot to go. It does get essentially kicked out of bounds. Last touched again by Wetumpka.
And good job from Logan Banks yet again, getting involved on the defensive end of the floor. And Lexi Smith picks off the inbound.
Yeah, easily able to steal that one away. She tries to take it coast to coast, lost it for a moment, takes a shot anyway, and draws a foul. Couldn't get it to fall. She will be shooting two free throws momentarily. 3:30 left in the third now. And you mentioned Wetumpka having the 10 turnovers, but they've managed to force plenty as well, as Smith's first free throw is good. Mustangs putting Corey Harmon back into the game. Anaya Burton will take a seat for Stanhope. And it turns the free throw lane into musical chairs here for a moment as everybody assumes different positions with the subs. Aaliyah Humphrey and Layla Culpepper lined up to try and get a board here if Smith misses, but she won't. She gets both of her free throws to fall, makes it 38-35. Indians with a lead with less than 3:30 left in the quarter. Corey Harmon for the Mustangs. She will hand it to Bailey. They almost collide in the process there. Bailey now will try and drive, stops her dribble. She'll take a mid-range shot that's no good. Tried to pull it from right at the free throw line and was off target. Humphrey now giving to Smith. Far corner for three. Again, just could not connect. Ballard with a good rebound. Had her put back rejected, though. And Tiana Davis now in transition. She'll go up and cannot get the lay. Foul is called against Layla Culpepper.
Good job there by Layla Culpepper. Even though they get her for the foul, thought that could have gone either way. Maybe gotten the charge call there. Maybe just didn't set her feet in quite enough time.
Yeah, I didn't think she had it set. It was looking a little bit reckless, but with how much Culpepper was moving, that's a tough one to call. Tiana Davis with two free throws on the way with 2:55 left in the third now. First one is good. Again, a reminder that immediately following this game, we'll have coverage of the men's game as well. Should be a fun one. And if it's anything like what we've had so far in this ball game, it'll be plenty of action for us to cover. It's 38-37 after both of the made free throws for Stanhope Elmore. There's 2:40 left in the third as Culpepper gives to Humphrey. She'll try and drive in. Pulls a floater from the free throw line. No good. Rebound effort. Mustangs coming away with it. Maybe. Tiana Davis never could pick it up off the floor. Wetumpka seemed like they had picked it up, but they're going to call a travel instead on Aaliyah Humphrey.
Man, not sure what that travel call was, because she passed that ball laying flat on her chest over to Lexi Smith. Tough break there for the Indians.
Well, she dove onto the floor, and I think you're exactly right. She never really moved from that position other than to just fire it over to Smith, get it away from all the chaos. Evan Bailey will have it now for Stanhope as they still trail by one. Bailey tried to pull a three, but first a moving screen called against Tiana Davis. Second time we've seen a moving screen now called against the Mustangs. First one was Layla Ziegler in the first half, and now Davis, the guilty party. That's the third foul for Tiana Davis as well. There's three fouls each in this third quarter, so no one in the bonus just yet. Humphrey with it for the Indians. She gives to Smith. Near corner three, bottom. Smith finally knocks one down after a couple consecutive misses. Makes it a four-point lead now for Wetumpka, 41-37. Stanhope looking for some momentum. Aubrey Newton has an answer for the three. She nails one herself, makes it 41-40. Now Richardson to Smith. Her turn for three. No good. Battling for it. Smith trying to come away with her own board. She does. Had to really fight for that. stays away from the mid-court line, almost had a backcourt violation. Got it over to Queen Ballard as she manages to drop it in. 43-40, Ballard with that bucket right under the basket.
And a great pass from Logan Banks, just perfectly over the top of the Mustang defending Queen Ballard, and then great job for Ballard to finish it.
Crosby to Harmon, now to the top of the key, Aubrey Newton. She'll pass to Davis, looking over. Corey Harmon again, near corner, drives inside, takes a floater that goes for two. 43-42. Indians still with the one-point advantage. 1 minute left to go in the third quarter. Humphrey looks inside. Banks pulls a shot from the free throw line and cannot hit it that time. Mustangs basketball here. Heaven Bailey up top. She'll try and drive. Full steam down the right side. Got stopped up, though, by Logan Banks, who takes it. Indians have numbers. Smith goes up for the lay. No good. Banks right there for it, though, in the putback. 45-42, Wetumpka. Stanhope again trying to find an answer here as they've had to chase the Indians throughout this one. They get a two to go. A long two is made by Heaven Bailey. Just one step inside the perimeter. Now a long three is no good from Maya Richardson. Stanhope comes away with the board. 5 seconds left in the quarter as Bailey trying to do it herself. She'll drive in, pulls a shot at the buzzer for two, banks it in. Heaven Bailey with back-to-back buzzer beaters to end the last two quarters. And it makes it 46-45. Stanhope Elmore with the lead here after quarter number three. We'll take a break and get ready for the final 8 minutes of this one on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Looking for power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
Come on, come to Collier!
WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Gavin Baxley, Mitch Petrie here as Wetumpka trails now 46-45 after a remarkable buzzer beater again from Heaven Bailey. It's not often you get a buzzer beater, and it's certainly rare to have it happen twice from the same player. Heaven Bailey knocked one down from just past half court. There to end the second quarter, and then now ending the third with a bank hook shot there for two to give Stanhope the lead. She is coming out of the huddle. Looked a little gimpy here, hoping that she's okay, but Indians probably see that and may try to take advantage of it while she's still in. Culpepper now at the elbow. She'll try and take a shot. Indians can't get it to fall, but Culpepper gets the board, gives to Smith. She has it stolen away now. Here comes Tiana Davis, who slows things up and gives to Heaven Bailey. Bailey and the Mustangs trying to extend a one-point lead. She'll pass across the way. Corey Harmon in the near corner drives in, gets a floater for two. Makes it 48-45, Stanhope Elmore. They had to chase Wetumpka throughout that quarter. Now a three from Lexi Smith will not go. Culpepper fighting for the board. Stanhope comes away with it with Tiana Davis. They had to chase Wetumpka all through the third, and finally they have the advantage and are forcing Wetumpka to have to do the chasing now. Heaven Bailey up top drives in. A floating pass is going to be taken away. Banks gives to Smith. Easy layup, but she just can't get it to go. Oh, she had no one around her there and just could not get the roll. Sometimes it's so open it makes it difficult, and that's what one of those plays was. Heaven Bailey again. She'll try and drive in down the left side. Can't get it. Rebound from Davis. No good on the putback. Then a board from Crosby. And Karaji Crosby with it makes it 50-45. Richardson now. She's got it. She'll pull one from the far side of the baseline for two. No good. Battling for the board again. Smith has it in a tie-up. and a jump ball called. Possession arrow goes to Stanhope. Well, including the buzzer beater there to end the third quarter, it's a 6-0 run now for Stanhope.
A couple of offensive rebounds have allowed them to do so. Indians struggling on the boards right now. Definitely something that they want to clean up.
They've struggled on the boards throughout this ball game, but they've really somehow still managed to come up with stops. See if they can here. A three-pointer now for Stanhope. No good. Corey Harmon couldn't connect. Tiana Davis tried to chase down a rebound before it goes out of play. 6:04 left to go. Indians with a 5-point deficit, 50-45. Richardson looks inside. Banks driving in. Gives to Ballard. She goes up. Got the bucket and the foul. That's a way to end a run right there. Queen Ballard with a great bucket. And she will now head to the line here for an and-one opportunity.
Logan Banks picking up another assist yet again to Queen Ballard. She's had a couple of really nice passes to find Ballard with some space in that low post.
Ballard with a free throw coming here. Trying to cut it back within two, and she cannot connect. A three-point deficit for Wetumpka, 50-47. 5 minutes and 50 seconds to go as Stanhope has possession with Heaven Bailey. Bailey trying to do it herself. She'll finally give to Aubrey Newton on the far corner. She now pulls a long two, no good. Tiana Davis out jumps everyone for the board, gives to Corey Harmon, who knocks down a three. 53-47, Stanhope Elmore. Indians need a bucket. They'll give to Culpepper. Now back up top, Humphrey. Humphrey has it poked away. Stanhope with it. Now coast to coast, Bailey with an up and under lay that will not fall. Ballard has it, but they will stop play for a moment. I think Culpepper got poked in the eye. And so they'll give her just a moment before we resume. 5:09 left on the clock now, as Wetumpka has possession, but facing the largest deficit of the night. And that is 6 points, 53-47. Humphrey to Smith, back to Humphrey again, up top. Pump fake, step back, now a three, banks it in. Aaliyah Humphrey with the three. 53-50 now.
Big shot there from Aaliyah Humphrey. Great job creating the space, an even better shot.
Whistle blown, timeout called by Coach Kelvin Stokes. And the Mustangs, after a crucial three-pointer there from Aaliyah Humphrey, managing to light a spark in this Indians team.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something that the Indians really needed. We're struggling to get a couple of things going on offense. Haven't been super consistent here to start this fourth quarter, but that'll definitely swing momentum the way of the black and gold.
53-50, our score. Central Alabama Community College is building brighter futures right here at home with affordable tuition, flexible programs, and campuses across the region. CAC helps students start strong and go far. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. Mustangs talking things over, so are the Indians, as Wetumpka has gotten back up onto their feet here, feeling the momentum as they still trail by three. They've got some work to do still, but you couldn't have asked for that bucket at a better time from Aaliyah Humphrey.
No, not at all. That was a very clutch shot there from Aaliyah Humphrey. And just a really great job, to go back to it, just creating the space. She was guarded tightly, got her defender, Aubrey Newton, to step over not once but twice with the crossover and step back, and then just a beautiful shot there from Aaliyah Humphrey when the Indians needed it most.
4:48 left now. Stanhope has possession. An inbound was tipped by Smith, but Stanhope comes away with it. Heaven Bailey driving in, pulls the jumper for two. In and out, no good. Got her own board, though, off the deflection. Aubrey Newton up top. Finds an open person with Corey Harmon. She'll try and drive in. Can't get it to go as she drove down the baseline. Foul called on the floor on the rebound effort here. Trying to see who this went against. It's called against Logan Banks for Wetumpka, as Stanhope will inbound. 4:32 left to play now as the Mustangs retain possession. Aubrey Newton from the baseline trying to find someone to give it to. A bounce pass there and a bucket made by Karaji Crosby. She draws a foul off Logan Banks. Banks back-to-back fouls called against her there. Visibly frustrated there as she picks up her fourth foul. And Stanhope shooting an and one free throw to put it back to a 6-point lead if she can make it. Karaji Crosby will not connect. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Wetumpka. Ballard and Banks were both there for it, and it got knocked out of play. And somehow Wetumpka was the last to get a finger on it. Aubrey Newton inbounding again. Gives to Corey Harmon. Bounce pass now picked up. Looking inside. Tiana Davis, nothing doing. Wetumpka finally coming away with a stop here. Richardson quickly racing down. Gives to Smith for three. Overshoots it. Ballard picks up the air ball, though, and will not be able to get a put back. Karaji Crosby with a rebound there, and Stanhope will slow things down for a moment. Bailey, she'll drive in quickly. Pulls a floater, no good. Rebound by Ballard. Almost had it ripped away. A foul is called. Evan Bailey is going to get called for that one. You got to look at Ballard there. She gets those rebounds. She's holding it above her head like that. And it makes it very easy for somebody to just rip it out in that moment. That's what happened there. Fortunately, drawing the foul.
Yeah, and that you, not even just ripping it out, that opens the door to jump balls as well. Just get a couple hands on it, have it there for a second. They'll probably call that jump ball.
4 minutes to go. And, you know, typically that works for Ballard. She's usually easily the tallest on the floor, but Stanhope has some height to them as well with both Davis and Karaji Crosby. Now a three-pointer. Maya Richardson won't connect, and Aubrey Newton comes away with the board. Evan Bailey walking her way up the court with just over 3.5 minutes left. Tiana Davis now. Bounce pass inside. Crosby almost had it. Now the Indians coming away with it. Ballard launches it down the floor. Richardson has a chance at a lay and will get it. Great lay there. Great vision from Queen Ballard, who fired it all the way down the court through traffic and got it to her. 55-52, Stanhope Elmore. Mustangs with possession with Heaven Bailey. Bailey now will try and drive. Pickpocketed. Here comes Maya Richardson again for another lay, and she's got that one too. 1-point game.
Two great buckets there from Maya Richardson, not letting the empty space get in her head. Off steals both times.
Corey Harmon was driving inside. This time a blocking foul is called against Wetumpka. It'll go against Queen Ballard. Stanhope will be shooting two free throws there off the shooting foul. Corey Harmon will stand at the stripe. Indians with back-to-back buckets there from Richardson was able to cut it to a 1-point game. And Stanhope getting it back to a 2-point lead now with that free throw. Harmon with one more coming. Queen Ballard checking out for Wetumpka. On the floor for the Indians right now, Lexi Smith, Aaliyah Humphrey, Maya Richardson, Logan Banks, and Layla Culpepper. Second free throw good as well. A perfect trip there for Corey Harmon. 57-54, 2:50 left to play. A wide open three from Lexi Smith now. Cannot connect. Culpepper with a rebound. Couldn't get the put back. Stanhope comes away with it. Karaji Crosby with a good effort on the boards. Crosby in trouble from Smith. She'll give it over to Heaven Bailey. Smith playing tight defense. Bailey will get around her, drive in, pull a jumper, and it will go. Goes back to a 5-point lead now for Stanhope. 59-54, 2:15 to go. Humphrey to Richardson. Timeout called by Coach Winchester with 2 minutes and 13 seconds left on the clock here. It is 59-54, Stanhope Elmore. Wetumpka will have possession after the timeout. And you've got to figure out a way here to get some stops defensively and not only get the stop, but don't give them multiple chances to take shots. You got to get those rebounds.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if you're the Indians, you really got to focus on getting the ball in the paint. It's what's worked for them well all game. Strayed away from that a little bit. Had a couple of threes go your way, but that's not what you want to rely on coming down this stretch. This Indians team much better down low inside the paint. I'd like to see them go back to it.
We'll see what they can do here. They took Queen Ballard out moments ago as she will go back in. And I imagine that's probably the way to do it here is you're going to be needing rebounds. Aaliyah Humphrey inbounding for Wetumpka. Culpepper was the one to come out in relief for Queen Ballard. So it is Humphrey Richardson, Lexi Smith, Queen Ballard, and Logan Banks for Wetumpka. Indians get the inbound into the backcourt here with Maya Richardson. She'll bring it across. Coming down to the final 2 minutes here. Richardson to Smith. Floating pass to Ballard, who cannot corral it. As Burton picked it up, Stanhope has possession. 2 minutes to go.
Got to get a stop here for the Indians.
Here's Bailey from up top. She'll loop back around and go stand at the logo. Burning some clock away here with now a minute 45 to go. Bailey driving in with the left hand. She'll go up, can't get it, but a foul called again. Indians called for another foul, this time against Aaliyah Humphrey. And Heaven Bailey will shoot two free throws.
And if you're the Indians, that's just about the last person you want to send to the line is Heaven Bailey.
Well, she'll make the first, which puts it back to a 6-point difference at 60-54. One more coming, and now each possession will become must score for Wetumpka. Second free throw takes a Mustang roll and falls, 61-54. Minute 35 now. Humphrey to Banks. Banks in the paint, kicking back out. Humphrey up top. She'll try and drive, go up with a floater. Foul is called. A blocking foul there. It goes against Corey Harmon. Well, check that. Yes, Corey Harmon. It was called for the foul there. I saw Anaya Burton involved as well, but yeah, it was Harmon who is credited for it. Aaliyah Humphrey shooting two free throws off the shooting foul. A minute 28 to go.
High pressure free throws here coming for Aaliyah Humphrey.
First one is good. And that's an important one at the very least. Keeps it at a two-score game now with 6 points the difference. Second free throw for Humphrey. Will go in and out. Indians have a chance to chase this down and do. Ballard got it. Gives to Humphrey. Indians reset. Gives to Culpepper. She'll pull a three. Cannot get it. Good rebound by Richardson. Kicks out. Humphrey has it again. Back to Richardson. Far corner for three. It will not go. Took a couple bounces. Couldn't get it. Stanhope comes away with it. 1 minute, 5 seconds to go now. And Stanhope has possession with a 6-point lead. Heaven Bailey with it. Fighting against Culpepper here. 55 seconds to play. Foul is called off the ball there against Tiana Davis. More moving screens for Stanhope Elmore. You can hear the boos here on our side of the stands. We're perched up on the visitor side. Stanhope Elmore upset with the call. It gives Wetumpka a little bit of life. Fifty-five seconds to go. Richardson to Smith. She will pass inside. Ballard back to Smith again. Now Smith driving. She'll go up for one in the paint. No good. Ballard with a rebound and a putback. 61-57 now. Indians have to find a way to get a stop. 35 seconds. Foul is called against Lexi Smith in the backcourt there. I believe that is the fifth foul of the quarter for Wetumpka. And that will put Stanhope Elmore to the line with Heaven Bailey shooting two free throws. 34.6 left on the clock here. Need at least one miss out of this, possibly. And Heaven Bailey, it's hard to find a miss from her. She makes the first one. Puts it at 62-57. If she can miss one, it'll give Wetumpka a chance to cut it to a one-score game again. Second free throw off the front of the iron. Rebound by Queen Ballard. Here come the Indians with 30 seconds left. Richardson to Smith. Driving in, looking for somewhere to go. Stolen away, though. Tiana Davis goes to coast. She goes up for the lay. No good. It goes out of bounds. Wetumpka ball.
Indians still alive, but got to score quickly here.
62-57. Wetumpka needs it badly here. Timeout called by Coach Winchester with 17.8 seconds left on the clock. Somehow got to come up with two baskets and also a stop against Stanhope Elmore here, who has been awfully efficient and really tough to stop off just one shot. They've had multiple possessions nearly every time where they get two or more shot attempts off.
Yeah, and I think if you're the Indians, it's probably going to come down to the inbound. Got to come out with that full court pressure, try to force a mistake on behalf of the Mustangs, and try and steal away two possessions in these last 18 seconds.
Coming out of the huddle here in just a moment. Wetumpka has had chances here in these last couple moments, but they turned it over. That's what gave Tiana Davis a chance at that layup that she couldn't connect. Need to get a score, need to get it quickly here, does Wetumpka. Aaliyah Humphrey inbounding. Well, check that. Maya Richardson will inbound instead. On the floor for the Indians, Smith, Banks, Ballard, and Humphrey. Richardson will get it to Humphrey in the backcourt. 17 seconds left. Humphrey, long three is off target. Rebound by the Mustangs. Tiana Davis has it, and a foul is called against Wetumpka. 9 seconds left. Mustangs will be shooting free throws in what will likely become a win for Stanhope Elmore. Tiana Davis heading to the line, up by five. It would take quite a lot here for Wetumpka to get something, but a miss would certainly help, and Tiana Davis does miss the first. Second free throw from Davis, off target as well. Indians get the board, 8 seconds, foul is called with 7 seconds against Stanhope Elmore. It is on the floor. Indians are not in the bonus here as they will be inbounding it. It was Logan Banks who was fouled and went down, was holding her knee. She's walking a little bit gingerly, but seems like she may be able to just walk this off. They'll get the inbound to Smith with 7 seconds. Pass to Humphrey. She needs to pull the three. Finally does. Can't get it. Ballard goes up. Can't get it either as time will expire. And Stanhope Elmore gets a win over Wetumpka in the girls' matchup. 62-57, our final score. Mustangs get the win. We'll take a break when we come back. We'll recap this one, try and talk with Coach Winchester, and then get ready for the boys' matchup of Wetumpka and Stanhope Elmore on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.